Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast for MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. New WordPress developers inherently lack the perspective of time. This can lead to being too focused on the right now, the urgent, and sometimes the frightening. In this episode, Topher and Devin offer that perspective and advice to help new developers relax and enjoy their journey.
Welcome to Master WP Podcast. This is Devin, and I'm with Topher.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, Topher, how are you doing today?
Doing really awesome. I'm here with you.
Hey, cheers. Hey, well, today we're here to talk about things that beginner WordPress developers should remember as they're growing and as they're heading down the path of becoming a WordPress developer.
Yeah. Don't forget anything. Remember it all.
Cram it all in. what's great here is Topher's got an awesome background in WordPress and just development in general. Go ahead and just give us a little backstory on where you started with your WordPress journey and development and all that. And
yeah. I started out with HTML in 95. Woo. And PHP FI, which came before 2.0. There wasn't a 1.0. And did PHP MySQL stuff through the 2000s. And then in 2010, WordPress 3.0 came out with custom post types. And I said, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
And I dove in and I never looked back. And spent the next 10 or 11 years doing WordPress development. And nice. Then in just the last year or so, I've moved away, 2 years, I've moved away from development and into other things, sales, marketing, all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
And how about you? What are you doing?
Right now, I'm a developer, just a good old WordPress developer. And I've been doing WordPress development for around 7-8 years now. Started off also with HTML, PHP, MySQL, and kind of similarly, when I first saw custom post types and figured out what those were and saw what you could do with that and advanced custom fields, everything clicked with WordPress. And I said, oh, you can do anything with this.
Yeah.
And being amazing. Being a database guy kind of from the start. Once you kind of realize that and you go, oh, well, I have full access to the database. Okay, great. Now we're good. So it's amazing just how the custom post types kind of just opens the door for WordPress developers. And all of a sudden that just kind of makes everything make sense and kind of makes what we do possible.
Oh, yeah.
So today what we're supposed to be talking about is what beginner WordPress developers should remember along their journey. And you and I have been talking about this for a little while now, and we've put together kind of a little bit of a list of things that we think are important. And we're just going to kind of go through that. So first on the list is...
Wait, you know what? Can I jump in? I just thought of something.
No problem. What's going on?
So I'm sidetracking.
Yeah.
I want to talk about why. Why we're talking about these things that you should remember.
Okay, good
point. And honestly, many of them on this list are things that I forgot. And then remembered. And so we want to leverage our years of experience.
And then forgot to, and then remembered.
To help, yeah. Yeah. To help you remember them so you don't have to forget them. Or not as often as we did.
Yeah. Or spend as much time forgetting them.
Yep.
Good point. Good point. Thanks for bringing it around full circle and bringing the why into it.
Yeah.
Cool. So first on the list, let's talk about the old stuff and the new stuff. So what we mean by that is make sure to pay attention to the new stuff as it's coming in. And we're in a huge time of that, right? You know, there's a lot of new stuff coming in.
Yeah.
Full site editing, Gutenberg, WebP images. There's all sorts of new stuff coming in. And I think the important part about that is that a lot of times when new stuff is introduced to the ecosystem is to make our lives easier. Mm-hmm. So if you get all just stuck in your rut of doing your thing the same old way every time and don't look at the new stuff, then you're missing out on these things that could end up making your life easier. What do you think, Topher?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have had both success and failure with that. WordPress was one of them for me, one of the things that came out. It had been out for a while, but before I got into WordPress, I was building custom admin backends for every website, which is lame. WordPress came out, and I spent the time to learn it. It took me 6 to 12 months to get really comfortable, and it changed everything, and it was amazing. Gutenberg is designed to make your life easier. All of us, every single one of us, had so much muscle memory with TinyMCE and everything that going to anything newer was hard. I kept hearing anecdotes that said, you know, I put 10 new people in front of WordPress and they tried Gutenberg and they all loved it and it was super easy. And all of us oldsters were like, what?
Yeah.
It's terrible. How could it be easy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we needed to take the time to learn the new stuff, get into it, and get rolling.
And it improves by the same, with time, right?
Yeah. Yep. But by the same token, the other thing on our list is don't forget the old stuff.
Right.
I still, to this day, using Gutenberg, click the view source icon and fiddle with HTML sometimes.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because HTML is it. That's the web. If it's not HTML, it's not the web.
Right. Right. And, you know, things like the advanced custom fields and custom post types, those things aren't going away.
No.
You know, and I mean,
they have a place and they're powerful.
Yep. And as you know, podcast that is geared towards beginner WordPress developers, that's a good point to make is that when behind the scenes, almost everything is custom post types. You know,
yeah.
when you're using a plugin and it's right, you know, making a slideshow or something like that, that yep. those are probably custom post types.
Yeah.
So pay attention to the new stuff. And even if it's tricky or is not what you want to be right at first, it's going to change. It's going to get better. It's there to help your life most of the time, to make your life easier. But also don't forget about the old stuff. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And WordPress is one of the key features to WordPress is its ecosystem, the things that have been there. I mean, shoot, I don't build a website without redirection or better search and replace. You know, so those things that are there are...
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. Okay. Topher, what's the next one? This one was a big one from you.
Someone has already figured it out.
Yep.
It's related to the old saying, if you're in WordPress, there's probably a plugin for it.
Yep.
You know, there's a reason. Now that we're now recording, I can't remember the name of it.
CSS tricks?
Nope. But that one will work. There's a reason those sites exist.
Yes. Somebody's oh, Stack Overflow?
Yes, Stack yes. Overflow.
Yeah, the thing that we owe all of our jobs to.
That's right.
I remember I saw a meme once that was along the lines of, like, Stack Overflow is down for the day. Oh, well, there goes my job.
yep.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I have just spent way too much time trying to build something myself or trying to figure something out without looking it up just because I think I should be able to figure it out or thinking that it just may not be documented. And sure enough, it's there. If you just spent a little bit, I just spent a little bit more time looking for it, it's there. In fact, what was the one thing that I just did? I think just today, actually, it's not necessarily WordPress related, but it is for us, it was a Bootstrap thing. I spent a bunch of time building a background gradient and making a class so that I could just put a background gradient in as a class. And I went and looked this morning on Bootstrap's documentation, and right there in the documentation is just a way to do it straight with Bootstrap. And that would have been nice. That would have been real nice.
So the lesson is look around for probably longer than you think you should because there's probably an answer. But I got to say, there will be a few times in your life when you are the very first person to figure something out. And it's exhilarating.
It is.
That is, there is no feeling like it. I have just a couple of snippets on my blog from long ago where I searched for days or weeks and found nothing. And I wrote something that did it. And I'm like, hey, world, Now someone has. it's a pretty great feeling. So don't be afraid to try stuff too. But
right,
if you're on the clock and you got to get it done, somebody's probably done it.
Look for it.
Just look around.
Stop bashing your head against the desk. Just Google it. sage advice. So next one on the list is sleep.
Sleep.
If it's 3 a.m. and you're still hammering away at the same function and it's not working, stop. Put it away. Go to bed.
Yep.
You'd be amazed at what sleep can do for your retention and for your fresh set of eyes. I can't tell you the number of times where I've been in the middle of a, you know, whatever, 6, 8, 10, 12 hour development session. And, you know, I think that I just need to get it done tonight or else I'm going to lose my momentum or what have you, whatever crazy thing is in my over caffeinated brain at that moment. And really the next day I finally give up, go to sleep. The next day I look at it and, you know, I just named the variable wrong, or, oh, look, yep, there's a missing semicolon within right there.
20 minutes. Not only that, the times you solve it while sleeping.
Right.
I have solved any number of coding problems in my dreams.
And then you wake up with that eureka moment.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Yep.
You ever do it where you're like, you know, you've actually decided to put it to bed for a minute, and you go to bed, and you're on your way out to sleep.
Leap out of bed.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I got it. I know.
Yeah. And it's not just overnight. Naps help.
They do.
I think it has something to do not just with the act of sleeping, but how much sleep you need. I tend to get sleepy in the afternoon, and my work suffers. And so I used to try to push through. I'm like, I'll drink something with caffeine. I'll eat something. I'll get up and I'll walk around and I'll be fine. But I've learned that when I start to get sleepy, stop, go to bed 20 minutes and I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps. You are a better coder when you have good sleep. But at the same token, it's not always about the sleep. I've solved an awful lot of coding problems standing in the shower. And, you know, I'll be just standing there under the hot water staring at the wall like 10 minutes. And I realize, I should probably shower or something while I'm in here. but I solved the problem. And I've solved problems fishing. My father-in-law likes to fish. And we'll go out and we don't really talk. We just sitting together in a boat for 3 hours. And I'll turn and look at him and go, I figured it out.
I've done that a few times on longer road trips. And I'll just all of a sudden look at my wife and go, I've got it. I know exactly how I'm going to do this. She's like, what? Wait, what? Yep. Get off the interstate? What are you talking about? I'm like,
Do we need to pull over?
No, I know how I'm going to do this problem. I've been going through it in my head for like the last 2 hours. So I guess what's the end all be all of that point is to take your mind away from the what seems to be the problem at hand and find a way to relax. Find a way to separate yourself from the anxiety of figuring it out. And a lot of times the answer does just come to you. As much as it may seem like it's not going to, a lot of times the answer just comes to you, whether you're fishing or playing golf or showering.
Yep. Your subconscious sleeping. Will keep working on it.
Like it or not. I guess, of course, showering is probably a good tip and a piece of advice just in general, especially for... for hygiene.
Yes.
Especially for those
of us. Coding for 3 days. We can tell. Go shower.
Exactly. Especially for those of us who are working from home. And it's a real tip. Do it. Sleep, shower. But in general, give your mind a break to step away from the problem. And a lot of times you will be able to solve it just by letting go of it.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by MasterWP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Our mission at MasterWP is to bring new voices into WordPress and tech every day. The new MasterWP workshop series does just that. Our new live and recorded workshops on everything from code to design to business turn WordPress fans into WordPress experts. Find the workshop for you at workshops.masterwp.com. Use the code PODCAST10 for a 10% discount. Now, back to the podcast.
Next piece of advice is don't be afraid to jump into something new. And this is kind of off, kind of a spin off from the first one, but and don't be intimidated by, you know, things that have changed and new things. And Topher, in our initial conversations on this, you know, I think both of us have had points in our career where there's a new way of doing things and it's just very intimidating, and it can it can really put you off your game for a long, long time.
Yep. For me, it was there were two. One is JavaScript. I never learned it. And the other is all of the complexity that got added to CSS. Mm-hmm. I used to love CSS when I just opened a text editor and started writing it.
Oh, yeah.
But I looked away one day, and when I looked back, there was Grunt and Gulp and Node and NPM and NVM and any number of other things that I had never heard of, and tons of documentation on how to do it on a Mac, and I was on Linux. And they're like, oh, just run this command and it'll just go. And I'm like, it's not just going.
Right. Can I just can I have my text editor back now, please?
Yeah. And because of that, I walked away from something I loved. I'm not a CSS editor or developer anymore. And that's just not in my life anymore. And, you know, I moved on to something else I loved. So it's not like my life's over because I don't do CSS. But if I had chosen, I could have figured it out. I could have made it work. And my career would have dramatically changed.
Yep.
But for a long time as a developer, we didn't have the idea of a full stack developer.
Right.
You were a PHP dev or a Ruby dev or a CSS developer or a front end developer or whatever. And then suddenly companies wanted everyone to know all of it, mm-hmm. all the time.
Yep.
And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go back and relearn all those other skills. And I chose another path.
Yep.
But you don't have to choose another path. You can dive in and learn it. And if you keep up with stuff, don't let it get ahead of you like I did, then you're a lot better off.
Yeah. And you can do it. And, you know, that's the thing, is intimidating things are only intimidating and they're only confusing because you don't know it at first. But if you take baby steps and you keep incrementally trying to learn it, all of a sudden that stuff is a lot easier. I mean, you know, when I first started using GitHub and using versioning or version control in my process, that was very confusing at first. And you know, using Git is confusing. But what would I go back to, you know, doing websites and doing things without it? Heck no, I would not. You know, same thing. I had the very same issue with CSS when, you know, when SAS first came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to compile your CSS and use all these extra things. And, you know,
Use SAS or do you use SCSS or less? Or
and what's the difference? And all exactly. And it's you know, all that stuff seems so confusing at first, and it may be, but as you know, someone who did the same thing for a while and said, I don't want to learn all this stuff. I really like SCSS now. I don't know if I could write CSS without it. I love it. You know, and same thing, just recently, one of the things that, and this goes outside of the WordPress idea, but I think this is all stuff that's applicable everywhere, is, you know, like, I'm starting to work with Laravel and, you know, is to build applications with PHP. And, you know, that was something that I wanted to start getting into probably 4 or 5 years ago. And I'll be honest with you. I'll be completely honest. I got to the first step of install Composer. Nope. I'm out.
Yeah.
I saw that and I go, I don't know how to do this. And I walked away and, you know, come back to it 5 years later. And man, that was a very easy step. If I would have just done the thing that it said to do and just trudge along with the stuff that I didn't really understand at the point, I would be a little bit further ahead than I am right now. And, you know, that's not to say, and here's a good one to insert here. 4.5, number 4.5 on the list is, comparing your level to someone else's level. And we got to remember, as a beginner WordPress developer, as a junior WordPress, as a senior WordPress developer, whatever, your level is your level. And there is no better level or, you know, further along. You are where you are in your development. And, you know, it's good to have goals, and it's good to have people that you look up to in the space. But try not to compare yourself, and to remember that as long as you're having fun and enjoying what you're doing, that's the real point of what we're trying to do. And you can do a lot of harm. You can do a lot of self-harm by beating yourself up for not being, oh, I'm not as good as this guy I watch on YouTube or on Twitch or whatever. You know, there's a lot of that, and it doesn't do you any good.
Nope.
You are where you are.
You are where you are. You and I were talking before we started recording about my comparisons, comparing myself with other people in the past. And I was a short timer at a job one time. I just didn't last very long, just a few months. And at the time, I told myself, and I told other people, that it was because I wasn't good enough. And recently, I have realized that it wasn't a matter of good or bad. It was a matter of knowledge set. I didn't have the knowledge that they needed me to have, or that they needed the person in that role to have.
Right.
And so it didn't make me a better or worse developer that I didn't have that. It's just, I just didn't have it. And it's not about good and bad.
Yep. There was a role there, and that role had a specific domain, if you will. And not having the skill sets for that domain does not mean that you're not a good developer, or that you shouldn't be in the WordPress space. And that kind of leads us on to our final point, is that, and this has carry over into a lot of other industries, but if you end up not liking coding, if you end up finding out that you actually aren't a developer, there's still space for you in WordPress. There are so many opportunities for you to have a gainful and enjoyable career with WordPress without writing code. You can do it. You can be project manager, you can be a content developer, you can be an advocate. You can, there's a ton of, I mean, like Topher, like you said before, every company needs accountants.
That's right.
There is space for you in the WordPress world.
There are HR departments, there are content writers, there's everything. If there's a job for it, there's probably a WordPress company that needs it.
Exactly. And WordPress is a great community to be a part of, and it's a very active community, and it's, I think, a very supportive community. We have a ton of support on our team, and through our channels, and you know, I love being a WordPress developer, but if I at some point, it's nice for me to know that at some point in time I decide, you know what, this new thing that they just introduced, I really don't want to do that one anymore. I'm over it. Y'all can have your new stuff. You know, there's still space for whoever wants to be a part of it. There's space for you at the WordPress table.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a good example of that. I called myself a developer for 25 years before saying, yeah, you know, maybe I'm better at this other thing. You know, maybe I want to do that over there and get out of it. And, you know, we talked about earlier, like not being intimidated by new stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I didn't dive into CSS and just figure it out is because there were other things that I enjoyed and was good at. And I didn't need to learn CSS, you know?
Right.
I could just go have a good, happy life without it. And that was my choice.
Right.
So if you're not into development, don't feel stuck.
Mm-hmm. And again, remember, as long as you're happy and you enjoy what you're doing, that is what's most important. Not the title that you're put with.
Yeah.
As a quick recap, let's go back through it. The five, four and a half, five, six and a half things that we decided that.
Schrodinger's number of things
beginner WordPress developers should remember is pay attention to the new stuff as it comes in. Watch it. Be aware of it. But don't forget about the old stuff. It's not going away, and it's still useful.
Yeah.
Next one is someone has already figured it out. Just sitting there bashing your head against the desk trying to figure out something, and it's not working, and you just can't get it. Try Google, man. and dig through page 10 and see what's out there.
Yeah.
Someone has figured it out, but don't be afraid. If you can't find it, write it yourself and be the first person that comes up with that shiny new function.
Yeah. And then go to bed.
Or take a shower or play golf or fish. But separate yourself from the problem, and don't try to get it all in one shot. If it's not working, separate yourself from it and let your unconscious do the work. And you'd be amazed at how quickly you can come up with a solution when you just kind of let go of it.
Yep.
Next one was don't be afraid to jump into the new things and don't be intimidated by them. There's all sorts of new stuff that this is one of the most challenging things. And what I think is one of the most awesome things about this career path is that the world of web development is constantly changing, and it will not stop changing. And so that's just a part of the gig, and try not to be intimidated by the stuff. And at the same time, while you're watching people make these things and do these new things, you know, don't just compare yourself to, you know, the next person that is, you know, a faster typer or can remember the functions better or anything like that. You are where you are, and as long as you're happy with where you're at, that's the point. And then the final bit is as someone that's in WordPress and two people that have been in the WordPress ecosystem for quite a while, even if you find out someday that you don't want to be a developer anymore or that coding isn't your thing anymore, that doesn't mean that you're out of the WordPress ecosystem. There's always a place for you here.
Yeah, always.
Cool. Well, I think that about wraps it up. What other closing thoughts do you have on us? What sage words of wisdom can you share?
The WordPress ecosystem is a big place. And in the world of technology, it's probably one of the nicest places. As far as people, mm-hmm. community, it has its warts. You'll see people fighting, and you'll see some horrible people say horrible things. But you will see less of it in WordPress than in most other places.
Agreed.
So give it a chance.
Stick with it there, young developer.
That's right. You can do it.
All right. Well, for all of us here at Master WP, this is Devin.
And I'm Topher.
And we're signing off. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP, produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted, edited, and musically supervised by Monet Davenport, and mixed and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/presstheissue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.